Following the high cost of the recent Sochi Games costing Russia some $50 billion and the Beijing Summer Games reported at some $40 million, Hilton says there's also a conversation swirling around the Olympic Committee about more sustainable Olympic events.
Well, the history of the Olympic movement and the IOC choosing cities, they've typically liked to spread the games to different places and new places and allowing cities to use it as a way to show that they're transforming and coming into the world. You know, the hope, certainly from our angle, is that there's a more sustainable approach to going to cities that are maintaining their Olympic facilities and really supporting winter, in our case, winter Olympic sport. The talk is always there. The proof is in the actions, and I hope it goes that way.
A past Olympic host city like Salt Lake City, where venues have not only been maintained, but improved and utilized for ongoing competition, says Hilton, could easily return to host another Games with the theme of sustainability in mind. The idea of bidding for the 2022 Games was explored, then abandoned several years ago.
Certainly within Utah, we had state leaders and the community in full support of that. It was more of a decision from the Colorado Springs-based U.S. Olympic Committee, who decided that maybe it was a little too quick to turn around on a winter effort and are still motivated to return a summer games. And it's been since 1996, since the summer games. And so they wanted a little more time to decide whether they go summer or winter.
But, says Hilton, a bid for another Olympics may not be far off.
By the end of this year, the USOC is committed to decide whether they're going or for the 2024 summer games and try for a third time to get a summer games. They're screening summer cities as we speak and seeing if there's an economically viable city that can do this. And if not, then they'll entertain a winter bid for 2026. That was the governor's exploratory committee's recommendation that we stand ready whenever the U.S. Olympic Committee is ready for a bid.
In the meantime, he says, venues like the Olympic Park and the Utah Olympic Oval will continue to host international competition and provide training ground for athletes as well as a destination for tourists.
We continue to love that we have this great involvement in training our Winter Olympic athletes, and we're going to continue to do that, if not further expand on that. And we have these future Olympic cities like Pyeongchang and South Korea who are hosting in 2018. They have come and visited us for the last couple of years, properly planning for what they do after the games. And for our angle here in Utah, the passion that I've had is to say that these Olympic facilities built for elite purposes can be that function, but they can be so much more. We can use them as community recreation centers. We can use them as a public activity place.
Also, says Hilton, one of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation's goals is to promote sport among youth.
You know, the real passion, too, has been getting the youth engaged in winter sport. And that's been something that I've really been proud of, both at the park and down at the Oval, where we've gotten so many more of our Utah's youth engaged in sport and physical activity. And that is so important.
That's Colin Hilton, president of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.